بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكَ إِن كُنتُنَّ تُرِدْنَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتَهَا فَتَعَالَيْنَ أمتعكن وأسرحكن سراحا جميلا.
Verse number 28. O Prophet, say to your wives, if they seek an increase in spending, but you do not have anything more to spend on them, if you seek the worldly life and the adornment it contains, then let me give you the provisions given to a divorced woman, and I will let you go in the best of manners, without causing harm.
وَإِن كُنتُنَّ تُرِدْنَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعَدَّ لِلْمُحْسِنَاتِ مِنْكُنَّ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا.
Verse number 29. But if you desire the pleasure of Allah and the pleasure of His Messenger, and you seek paradise in the abode of the afterlife, remain patient on your condition. For Allah has prepared a great reward for those of you who do good through patience and good companionship.
Ya nisa'a an-nabiy man ya'ti minkunna bifahishatin mubayyinatin yudha'af laha al-'adhabu dha'fayn. وَكَانَ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا.
Verse number 30. O wives of the Prophet, whoever amongst you comes with an open sin, her punishment will be doubled on the Day of Judgment due to her status and rank, and to protect the personage of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And this doubling is easy for Allah. Beneficial points. The wives of the Prophet, peace be upon him, choosing Allah and His Messenger is a proof to their strong faith.
وَمَن يَقْنُتْ مِنْكُنَّ لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا نُؤْتِهَا أَجْرَهَا مَرَّتَيْنِ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهَا رِزْقًا كَرِيمًا.
Verse number 31. Whoever from among you obeys Allah and His Messenger, and does good deeds which are pleasing to Allah, Allah will grant her double the reward all other women get, and will prepare for her a noble reward in the hereafter, which is paradise.
يَا نِسَاءَ النَّبِيِّ لَسْتُنَّ كَأَحَدٍ مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ إِنِ اتَّقَيْتُنَّ فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٌ وَقُلْنَ قَوْلًا مَّعْرُوفًا.
Verse number 32. O the wives of the Prophet, peace be upon him, you are not like other women in terms of privilege and nobility. You are on a level of privilege and nobility other women can never reach, even if they are to fulfill the commands of Allah and refrain from things He has not allowed. Therefore, do not soften your tone when you speak to unrelated men, in case those with a disease of hypocrisy or impermissible desires begin to lust. Rather, speak in a manner well clear of any doubt, by speaking in a serious and not trivial tone as necessary.
وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى وَأَقِمْنَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَ الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِعْنَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا.
Verse number 33. And remain within your homes, Do not leave them, unless for a need. Do not expose your beauty like the women, who would do so before Islam to attract men. Perform prayer to perfection. Give zakah of your wealth. And obey Allah and His Messenger. O wives of the Messenger of Allah, and people of His household, Allah may He be glorified, only intends to remove harm from you, and wants to purify your souls by adorning them with excellent characteristics, such that no blemish remains.
وَاذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ لَطِيفًا خَبِيرًا.
Verse number 34. And mention whatever words of Allah are revealed to His Messenger in your homes, and the pure ways of Allah's Messenger that you observe. Indeed, Allah is kind to you by favoring you with putting you in the house of His Prophet. He knows you well, because He chose you as wives for His Messenger, and as mothers of all the believers from His people.
إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.
Verse number 35. Indeed, the males who submit to Allah and the females who submit, the male believers in Allah and the female believers, the males who obey Allah and the females who obey, the males who are truthful in their belief and their statements, and the females who are truthful, the males who are patient in obedience, in refraining from sins and during trials, and the females who are patient, the males who give in obligatory and optional charity from their wealth, and the females who give in charity, the males who keep obligatory and optional fasts, and females who fast, the males who guard their private parts from exposure to those who are forbidden from seeing them, and from the immorality of fornication and anything leading to it, and the females who guard their private parts, and the males who remember Allah abundantly in private and in public, and the females who remember Allah. Allah has prepared His special forgiveness for them, from their sins, and an immense reward on the Day of Judgment, which is Paradise. Beneficial points. 1. The wives of the Prophet, peace be upon him, have virtue over all other women. 2. From among the guidelines of the Quran, towards the Muslim women are, prohibition of speaking softly, and exposing beauty publicly, and instruction to remain in the home except when necessary. 3. The virtue of the members of the household of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and his wives. 4. Men and women are alike as regards to faith and good deeds, except for some deeds, which the legislator has excluded for each gender, taking into consideration the unique natures of each.
وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَن يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا.
Verse number 36. It is not correct for a believing man or woman, when Allah and His Messenger decide a matter for them, that they have a choice in accepting or rejecting it. Whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger has clearly deviated from the straight path.
وَإِذْ تَقُولُ لِلَّذِي أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَأَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْسِكْ عَلَيْكَ زَوْجَكَ واتق الله وتخفي في نفسك ما الله مبديه وتخفي في نفسك ما الله مبديه وتخشى الناس والله أحق أن تخشاه فلما قضى زيد منها وطرا زوجناكها لكي لا يكون على المؤمنين حرج زوجناكها لكي لا يكون على المؤمنين حرج في أزواج أدعيائهم إذا قضوا منهن وطرا وكان أمر الله مفعولا.
Verse number 37. O Messenger, when you said to the one whom Allah had blessed with the bounty of Islam, and you had favored with freeing him, the person intended here is Zayd ibn al-Harith, may Allah be pleased with him. When he came to you seeking counsel in divorcing his wife, Zaynab bint Jahsh, you said to him, keep your wife, do not divorce her, and be mindful of Allah by fulfilling his commands and refraining from the things he has not allowed. Whilst, O Messenger, you were hiding within your heart that which Allah was going to expose, that Zayd should divorce her, and he would command you to marry her. You were fearing the people, and did not express that which you knew, when Allah is more deserving of your fear than the people. So when Zayd disinclined from her, and was happy at heart with divorcing her, he divorced her, and I married you to her, so that there would be no sin on the believers if they were to marry the wives of their adopted sons, after they had divorced them. Allah's command will always come to pass, nothing can stop or obstruct it.
ما كان على النبي من حرج فيما فرض الله له سنة الله في الذين خلوا من قبل وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا.
Verse number 38. There is no sin or oppression on the Prophet, peace be upon him, in his marriage to his wife of his adopted son, which Allah made permissible for him. In fact, in doing so, he is following in the way of the prophets before him. He is not any different to the messengers in that regard. The Prophet had no choice in the completion of this marriage, a nullifying of adoption that Allah decreed. It was a decree which was to pass. There was no one who could overturn it.
الذين يبلغون رسالات الله ويخشونه ولا يخشون أحدا إلا الله وكفى بالله حسيبا.
Verse number 39. These prophets who convey the messages of Allah that are revealed to them to their nations and do not fear anyone except Allah, may He be glorified, they do not pay attention to what others say when they do whatever Allah has permitted for them. Allah is sufficient as a guardian for the actions of His servants, so that He may take them to account over them and requite them. If they are good, then with good. If evil, then with punishment.
ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما.
Verse number 40. Muhammad is not the father of any of your men, so he is not the father of Zayd, therefore his marrying his wife is not impermissible for him when Zayd divorces her. However, he is the messenger of Allah, sent to the people, and the seal of the prophets. There is no prophet to come after him. Allah is the knower of everything. Nothing is hidden from him, from the affairs of his servants.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا.
Verse number 41. O those who have faith in Allah, and do whatever He has legislated for them, remember Allah abundantly with your hearts, tongues, and limbs.
وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا.
Verse number 42. And exalt him by glorifying him, saying Subhanallah, and proclaiming his oneness, La ilaha illallah, at the start and the end of the day, because of their virtue and the ease in remembering Allah through them.
هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما.
Verse number 43. He is the one who showers mercy upon you and praises you, and his angels pray for you, that he removes you from the darkness of disbelief into the light of faith. And Allah is merciful to the believers, so he does not punish them when they obey him by fulfilling his command and refrain from what he has prohibited. Beneficial points. 1. It is obligatory for a believer to submit to the decree of Allah and humble himself to it. 2. Allah is aware of whatever is in the hearts. 3. From among the virtues of the mother of the believers, Zainab bint Jahsh, is Allah fulfilled her marriage contract from above the seven heavens. 4. The virtue of remembering Allah a lot, especially in the morning and evening.